Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan from TalkingPuck.com. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And today our topic is going to be the actual broadcast of the games once the league comes back. I find it interesting that some fans are concerned about the presentation. I even hear some commentators saying they're concerned about the presentation. They don't want to feel like they're 5 million miles from the ice and have one wide camera view of things, and they're worried about this, that, and the other. I think that these fears are unfounded. And here's why. The only way we as fans will be able to consume these games is going to be through our screens. We are going to watch. We are going to listen. Radio won't change. And I say this is a radio play-by-play guy. Radio will not change. The way you call the game does not change. But for TV, it will. Ted Leonsis had an interesting interview probably now more like 2 weeks ago, in which he talked about the NHL's need to innovate right now and how the league itself was really in an advantageous position because there are no fans. There are things you can now do that perhaps you couldn't do before with people in the building, like drones, maybe the cameras on rails running along the glass. Before, you would have had to worry maybe about obscuring a fan viewpoint with that camera or worry about the drone maybe falling into the seats and harming someone. You don't have that worry with no one in the seats. You can also place cameras in different spots, maybe closer to the action, closer to the rink, different angles. And also because you're going to have a setup where now you have all these teams playing in one arena, the combined budget for that television broadcast, you can afford to have the extra RoboCam. You can afford to have these extra things like they do. And again, I talk about the Winter Classic because that has a lot of unique camera angles to it and things that are extra wrinkles that you wouldn't find in a normal hockey arena. You find them in a baseball or football venue when you are trying to televise this event and bring it up close and personal into somebody's living room. So I'm not worried about the broadcasts. I'm not worried about the coverage or the camera angles or any of that. I don't believe that's going to be a factor. Now, it's a possibility that your local and possibly even national TV guys will not be on site. The broadcasters may not be there, and the ones who are there will have to be in quarantine at that particular site. I think you may see some of the crews calling things off a monitor in a studio at home. It's been done before. We see it with the World Championships, the World Juniors, anything NHL Network does. That's typically what you end up with. I don't think you're going to see in-person interviews. You will see guys probably with a headset staring into a camera. But you know what? That's kind of what we get on a hockey night in Canada or a Fox Sports broadcast anyway. So I'm not too worried about that either. I don't think you'll even notice it. You'll have hosts. You'll have a studio host. You'll have your normal presentation. And then it'll cut to the games. I don't think it's going to make a measurable or appreciable difference. And in fact, I hope the NHL does take this as a chance to experiment and expand their broadcasts. I think the league really does have a bully pulpit to try to see what works. And in a situation where, you know, maybe you throw some stuff at the wall here and not all of it's going to work. And as you're doing your run-up, you know, you try these creative ideas, and perhaps you do it as the teams are in training camp and they're out there on the ice and doing their thing and getting their skates in or whatever, their workouts. You try to see if you can get those setups to work. I believe it's going to be a good time for the league to come back. I'm not worried about hockey in the summer. Hockey fans are going to watch. Maybe you'll pick up some casual fans, especially if baseball doesn't play, which, by the way, looks like they're probably not going to at this point, the way they keep going back and forth. This is a great opportunity. Do not worry about the quality of the broadcast. It's going to be there. It's going to be very good. And in fact, it's probably going to be better. It might spoil you a little than what you're used to, because next year, if they allow people back in the seats, you're going to lose some of this stuff. So just hold tight, hockey fans. And if the game does come back, if they're able to play this season, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be an amazing finish. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And believe me, we are all going to watch. All right, that's it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And don't forget, on Sunday nights, Talking Puck TV with Mike Haynes, former voice of the Colorado Avalanche, and myself, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And we are live on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. Talk to you next time.